I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is in his spot. Jim Colony. He'll be around in just a little while. Producer Matt making his way back. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's good. How you doing?
Good. I feel like this audio is in like big, more, I don't know. I'm not a radio guy. I'm just a guy that talks on the radio. I don't know anything about radio. I feel like it's in more like HD stereo, or it's like it feels more, sounds more crisp today. Yes, in my ears. Maybe I just have a stuffy nose. I don't know. Because I was slept with the window open the past couple nights, but it feels like it's delivered better to you. Like it feels, you know how you can hear audio and it's more clear and it's more like amplified. Mm-hmm. It feels like that today. Welcome back, Producer Matt, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonder if what now?
I wonder if they finally fixed that headphone jack that's constantly in and out in that studio.
Good call. I'm
hoping to find things out like this personally in about 4 weeks, which will be very nice. But yeah, I wonder if they finally took the, it. Probably, maybe. Who knows? Maybe Zeiss didn't screw with things last night.
Yeah, I don't think he's in. I don't know.
Oh, Zeiss isn't in yet. Okay.
No.
As evidenced by the fact that he was beeping a car horn in the middle of his chat with Ray.
Correct.
The other night.
So there's that. All right. I love the handy dandy National Day calendar. And there's a bounce-off discussion to have for the pre-show from the National Day calendar. It's one of my favorite things to check every day. What day is today? What day do we arbitrarily celebrate because some professor at Wisconsin Whitewater decided that today was this day or whatever? Or somebody that decided that he was a congressman or the mayor of Chandler, Arizona, decided that today was going to proclaim this national whatever. It signed a petition. Everybody
right.
Said, today is National Caramel or Caramel, either one, Popcorn Day, which in and of itself that's not the discussion. The discussion is this: is popcorn the one? Much we talked like jelly beans the other day. Is popcorn one of the foods that the thought was nice? In the when we began it, in terms of expanding and growing a little bit from just the regular sort of butter popcorn, right? But then we got too crazy with it. Is it one of those things? It feels like that to me. Like the flavor of popcorn, we kind of went a little wild with it.
Which ones are too much for you?
Anytime you get into dill pickle, I go back and forth on, okay? The dill pickle popcorn.
It's good.
I think it's good, but as I'm eating it, I'm kind of like, do we really need this? It's kind of good. Okay, I like it. But then you can get into like super fancy like barbecue shake popcorn. Okay, I have one
right.
For you. All right, how about, do we really need sour cream and chive popcorn?
We don't need it.
Okay.
Like that much is clear, but it's not It's not bad. Here's the thing.
Or like white chocolate peppermint popcorn. Like, do we need that?
Right.
Do we need that?
Well, we don't. Here's what I'm going to come back to. We don't need it. And you can't really eat a lot of it. You just can't, especially when it's all candied and stuff and it's sticking to your teeth. But it's nice to just have a handful every once in a while. Now, if you're sitting down to watch a movie and you want, like, some popcorn, right? You want to dig your hand into a big bowl of popcorn. You just need the standard fare, you know, some butter flavor, some salt. You keep it simple. But I don't have a problem with the gourmet popcorn stuff. Like, I would be one of those people who would put on a ridiculous costume so I could sneak back into the Pittsburgh Popcorn Company down on the strip and get some of the free samples when they put free samples out. Like, I'll try every single flavor you have. Spicy 110 degree hot jalapeno, I'll try it. Oh, chocolate and caramel swizzles.
Creme brulee popcorn.
I'll try
Do we need creme brulee popcorn, right?
No. No, we don't need it. Absolutely not. We don't need it. We got much bigger problems in our society to take care of. But if they can make popcorn taste like creme brulee, I'm sure as hell going to try.
Well, here's where I am with the gourmet popcorns. And I agree. I like some of them. I do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the bite, it always is popcorn. You know what I mean? Like, you get into it and you get the kernel taste. No matter what.
You can never not end up with a kernel stuck in your tooth.
Yes.
And going, it's still popcorn. Yeah, but no, you're right.
I like, you know where I like, where it ends, I don't want to say ends for me, but the road I like going down is the infusion of peanut butter. I like the peanut butter in the popcorn. I enjoy that. But I don't need red hot cinnamon gourmet popcorn. I don't need that. Somebody might. And when you get into all those flavors, too, in this gourmet thing, that stuff can get pretty pricey, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap.
No.
But it comes down to, like, do you need it? Nah. Nobody needs a 5-gallon tin of caramel, chocolate, pretzel, popcorn. Nah. Nobody needs it. But a handful every once in a while, I'll take it. They can get away with charging you like $17 for a little tiny bag of it. Because no one's going to eat that much gourmet popcorn and be like, oh, I really got to have more. Everybody's like, I think I've had enough.
Here's a tip, too. And I think it might be like this with drugs, although I don't do drugs, so I wouldn't know. I honestly don't. If you were to just take the popcorn bucket and dump it outside, upside down, right? Like, dump it upside down on your kitchen island or your kitchen table. Put a paper towel down. And then lick the dust, you'll get the same effect and probably amplified. You don't even need to eat the popcorn. Get the bucket and put it in a strainer or something and just shake it and get the dust. Get all the
flavor.
And lick the dust. And that's, you'll get it. That's what you're looking for.
The best part of popcorn is when the bowl is empty and somebody needs to take it back to the kitchen. That's why I always volunteer to do so. And you just, you take your finger and you just run it inside the bowl. And you get, like you said, all the flavor with none of the kernels stuck in your teeth.
You know what? I'm a big move. This is a big move. I'll yell at my kids not to do this, and then I do it. Which is a big move in my house. I do a million things like this. I tell my kids don't do it, then I do it. I am a big suck on the popcorn seeds guy. You know, I like.
Oh, yeah.
You got, that is like, it's like you got chewing tobacco in. I'll put it between my gum and my lip, and that's a big move for you. It's like
kind of work it between your teeth a little bit, and eventually crack it open.
Yes, and I'll be like, "Do not chew those popcorn seeds. You will break your teeth.
Don't crack a tooth.
Right? Don't you dare do that." And then I'll have 15 of them in my mouth, like side chew. I absolutely love doing that. Popcorn is there if you do it right. Now, I don't know what the yields are. That's another thing. It's pretty labor intensive, and then the yields are pretty tough. That's why there's probably the markup on it, you know. But if you do it right, and you got the tins, and you get a good market for it, you can make some money, I would think. But there's got to be a hinge point where, like, do we really want to do 80 flavors, or do we want to just do 10 really good? Like, that's got to be the business decision there, right?
I wonder how much of it gets made just, like, on demand. Like, you got 6,000 gallons of plain popcorn just sitting there in a bin, and then somebody calls up and says, hey, can I get three little baggies of that
raspberry rhubarb? Red,
right, yeah. And, right. And then you just throw it in a bin and you mix it up with the flavoring and bang, you're done. Now, for the fancier stuff where they've got like the chocolate drizzled on it and things like that, I'm sure they've got some prepared in advance. But yeah, when it's just like the flavor dust on it, man, you just have that flavor dust ready, and as soon as the popcorn order comes in, all right, sprinkle some of that in a couple of bags, and let's do it.
Because I'm looking at this online store. It's not for that Pittsburgh popcorn. It's for a different place. And, like, I'm wondering if anybody's ever really, unless they had it, like, has anybody requested, or did they just see it? Nobody in the world ever said, you know what I'm missing in my life? Watermelon margarita popcorn. I need that. I need watermelon margarita popcorn. Like, this company devised it and then tried to sell it. No one ever said, I need watermelon margarita popcorn. Not one person.
That stems out of a meeting that somebody called one day. And somebody said, listen, I understand our website has 47 different flavors of popcorn available. We really would like to have 100 different flavors of popcorn available. Let's come up with some new ones. Anybody got some ideas? Well, what if you had a margarita-flavored popcorn? Okay, great idea. Anybody else? Watermelon flavor? Sure, why not? Let's try it. And then somebody who hasn't contributed anything at a work meeting in about 6 months and usually just sits there half asleep gets the grand idea. What if we put the watermelon and the margarita together? And somebody came up with a popcorn flavor that way. There's not a lot. There's no market research going into that.
I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. Watermelon margarita popcorn. No thanks on that. But I do like, because today's National Caramel Popcorn Day, I like the caramel popcorn. I like, you know what else I'm big for? And I will, if you get like one of those fancy popcorn places, and they come in like a brown paper bag a lot of times, I will reach all the way down to the bottom or find some. I will take the hunk that has the big hunk of chocolate, and everybody else fend for themselves. I will reach in and take that piece that has 18 connected pieces of popcorn with a one big chunk of chocolate and be like, this one is, I'll take this for my bowl. Thanks. You guys can get just the plain popcorn.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First come, first serve. Every man, woman, and child for themselves when it comes to the fancy popcorn that's stuck together in clumps. Is it caramel or caramel for you, by the way?
Hold on. Let me think. So if I just see the word.
This is an age-old argument in our house.
Caramel, I think. Caramel.
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 See, I go with...
Caramel is like a candy. I think I might use both. Route or root. Both.
Right.
Route 8.
You see, I used to use both, and then my daughter started fighting us on... She calls it caramel. And when we say caramel, she says, no, it's caramel. So now, I just to gin up an argument with her, I will say caramel all the time. Just to make her angry so she'll argue with me, just to poke the bear a little bit. But, yeah, I go with I probably say both. I'll be honest. I don't think there's any real
I don't know which one, caramel or caramel. I don't say it all that often. I've probably said it as many times in the last 15, 12 minutes as I've said in the last year, caramel or caramel.
Yeah. Not a regular part of the vocab.
No. Because I don't really eat it that much. Although, I do... You know, there's like a syrup. It's kind of like chocolate syrup. It might even be Hershey's. It comes in like the same shaped bottle, you know, and it's like for ice cream on top of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I will pour a little, because I make my coffee the night before sometimes and put it in the fridge. I will pour a little bit of that in my coffee, a little squeeze of that for the commute. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a good idea. I like that.
Yes. I'll do that maneuver. But I don't ever say it. I'll just squeeze it. I don't talk to it or tell people what it is. It's just, but it's the caramel.
You're not talking to yourself as you leave the house?
No. So there's that. All right.
Big caramel here.
Yeah. Big show today. Jeff Hathorn at 7. John Wehner. The Rock. Do we have our Rock? You know what the Rock is. Can we find
that? Yeah. I got to go searching for that a little. Afraid it got deleted, but I'm going to have to...
No. We found it in a backward sort of way last year when we were afraid it got deleted.
I know.
We have to have it. We have almost four hours to figure it out.
I'm
right?
hoping that I put it in a secret space where it's all backed up.
Yes, we have it. We have it somewhere. Nonetheless, we have The Rock coming up at 9:30. There's tons to get into. There's a new champion crowned. We'll start with that. Good morning to you. It is a Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.